If you are not aware of what your body needs, you can't take care of it. If you don't feel hunger, you can't nourish yourself. If you mistake anxiety for hunger, you may eat too much. And if you can't feel when you're satiated, you'll keep eating. This is why cultivating sensory awareness is such a critical aspect of trauma recovery. Most traditional therapies downplay or ignore the moment-to-moment shifts in our inner sensory world. But these shifts carry the essence of the organism's responses, the emotional states that are imprinted in the body's chemical profile, in the viscera, in the contraction of the striated muscles of the face, throat, trunk, and limbs. Traumatized people need to learn that they can tolerate their sensations, befriend their inner experiences, and cultivate new action patterns. In yoga, you focus your attention on your breathing and on your sensations moment to moment. You begin to notice the connection between your emotions and your body, perhaps how anxiety about doing a pose actually throws you off balance. You begin to experiment with changing the way you feel. Will taking a deep breath relieve the tension in your shoulder? Will focusing on your exhalations produce a sense of calm? Simply noticing what you feel fosters emotional regulation, and it helps you to stop trying to ignore what is going on inside you. As I often tell my students, the two most important phrases in therapy, as in yoga, are "notice that" and "what happens next." Once you start approaching your body with curiosity rather than with fear, everything shifts. Body awareness also changes your sense of time. Trauma makes you feel as if you are stuck forever in a helpless state of horror. In yoga, you learn that sensations rise to a peak and then fall. For example, if an instructor invites you to enter a particularly challenging pose, you may feel at first a sense of defeat or resistance, anticipating that you won't be able to tolerate the feelings brought up by this particular position. A good yoga teacher will encourage you to just notice any tension while timing what you feel with the flow of your breath. The teacher might say, "We'll be holding this position for 10 breaths." This helps you anticipate the end of discomfort and strengthens your capacity to deal with physical and emotional distress. Awareness that all experience is transitory changes your perspective on yourself. This is not to say that regaining interoception isn't potentially upsetting. What happens when a newly accessed feeling in your chest is experienced as rage or fear or anxiety? In our first yoga study, we had a 50% dropout rate, the highest of any study we'd ever done. When we interviewed the patients who'd left, we learned that they had found the program too intense. Any posture that involved the pelvis could precipitate intense panic or even flashbacks to sexual assaults. Intense physical sensations unleashed the demons from the past that had been so carefully kept in check by numbing and inattention. This taught us to go slow, often at a snail's pace. The approach paid off. In our most recent study, only one out of 34 participants did not finish.